There's a saying that when writing a test or an exam, the moment you are holding the question paper, like the moment they hand out the question paper, when you receive the question paper, at that point, you actually have 100% of the question paper. Like you have 100% of the marks. You actually own the marks yourself. But then you're like, nah, I don't want 100 marks. I'm gonna subtract these marks to what I want. And then as you start writing, and then you subtract, you subtract, you subtract, and then you put your mark at 30%, and then you submit. And then when you mark, when they mark the script, and then you get 30% because that's what you chose to have. But no, that's not what I believe. I believe anyone just has to prepare for their test or exams, which is the reason why we are here. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy. I am Mr. Maimani. And then going back to the story of a question paper, we all know that when you are holding a question paper like this, so it has the first question, second question, third question, whether it's mathematics, whether it's physics, whether it's any subject, it could be historical question paper. The moment you see question one, it gets to be easier than the second question. And then it starts to be harder. And then you go to the third one. And then those few last questions, we know that they are the distinction types of questions. Only people who are fully prepared gets to know how to answer the final ones. From the mid of the question paper going down, it starts to be like a bigger weight for students in most cases. So now, looking at mathematics, we have a question. That question is on question one. Mind you, everyone is expected to kill question one. That question is on question one. The question is it's normally stated you must solve for X and Y simultaneously. Students know how this thing should be done. They'll tell you I have to get equation one and equation two. Some they even say I'm gonna make my third equation, blah blah blah. But then now the moment they have to substitute, I don't know, maybe it's the ignorant of science or is I don't know, man, but then it gets to be like it seems like that confidence, it fades away such that the moment you start to get wrongs from question one, hey man, what's going to happen on the last question? So now we're just going to do two questions. I just want to show you how to approach the solving for X and Y simultaneously. Even though students know already, but then I feel like it's better off demonstrated than what we see in the answer sheets in most cases when the markers are marked. I'm not part of the markers, but. So here I've been asked to solve for X and Y simultaneously if given this, right? Before I solve this, I can see I can simplify this one further. Now, before I simplify this, I can identify that the most complicated equation is this equation, and then I'm going to call this my equation one. And the second one will be my equation two. But then before I call it equation two, I want to simplify it a bit so it can be easy to substitute it there. So if I take this to the other side, I will have, if I take two to the other side, I will have minus y is equals to three minus 2x because it's going to become a negative. But then since there's a negative here, to get rid of the negative, I may divide by negative throughout or multiply by negative throughout, but then I'll have y is equals to 2x minus 3. Therefore, I can call this my equation 2. And then now I can substitute equation 2 in equation 1 because it's the least complicated one. Now, when I substitute equation 2 in equation 1, where there's y, I will put this. So I have this, and then simplifying this, it will be x squared plus this times that. It's 10x squared. 5 times minus 5x times minus 3 is going to be minus 15x. Therefore, plus here we have 2x minus 3 all squared. This is going to be 4x squared minus 12x plus 9. Therefore, I take this to the other side. It's going to be minus 15. This is equals to 0. Therefore, simplifying the bigger terms first. So we have x squared plus 10x squared is going to be 11x squared plus 4x squared is going to be 15x squared. So we have 15x squared. So here you just need to focus. You make sure you focus your terms, just arranging your terms in order. One little mistake, it makes the whole thing to be wrong. So now we have minus 15x minus 12x. Minus 15x minus 12x, the signs are the same. We add and we take that sign. So there's going to be minus 27x. Therefore, here we have 9 minus 15. 9 minus 15, it has to be minus 6. Therefore, this is equals to 0. I feel like from here we can factorize this to get the factors of this. To get 15 squared, it's going to be either 5 and 3 or 15 and 1, but we must consider 6 and we must consider also 27. So if I multiply 15x and x, this is going to give me 15x squared. Somehow I know that 2 and 3 is able to give me 6. We'll work out the sign now. Somehow 15 times 2, it's 30. But then 30 minus 3, we know it's going to be 27. So I'll say this one is going to be a negative number because it's a bigger one there, and then a positive here. Therefore, our values will be, or this is equals to 0. Therefore, our values will be x is equals to minus 3 over 15, or x is equals to positive 2. But what is minus 3 over 15? This can be written as minus 1 over 5, because as you can see, 3 goes once here and then it goes 5 times there. So now, meaning the value of x will be minus, x will be positive 2 and minus 1 over 3. And what about y? For y, since y is equals to 2x minus 3, we're just going to substitute one value for x there and the other value for x there to get both values of y. So y is going to be 2 minus 1 over 5 minus 3. Or y is going to be 2 minus 3. Therefore, y is going to be minus 2 over 5 minus 3. Or y is going to be 4 minus 3. Therefore, y is going to be, if you simplify this, even if you use a calculator, you'll get minus 17 over 5 because it's going to be 5 times 15, 5 times 3 to be 15 there plus 2. Or y is going to be 1. So when x is 2, y is 1. When x is minus 1 over 4, y is minus 17 over 5. So for questions like this, this is how you solve for x and y simultaneously. And I know that there is that confidence that a lot of students may feel like, okay, sharp, this is nothing, until you give them that question paper and they're trying to figure it out. And then now to simplify those terms, mistakes of signs, mistakes of adding terms, and then the whole thing just becomes wrong to a point where you end up even giving up on finishing the question, move on to the next one, and then more problems and more problems and more problems, instead of just taking a chill and try to figure out how can it be done. Okay, not necessarily figuring it out at that moment, but then like practicing or preparing before then. But here's the thing. The question was just done now. It's just the standard way of representing a question where you have to solve for x and y simultaneously, or two unknown variables simultaneously. Sometimes the very same question can be brought to you in the form of a weights problem, where it can come in the form of something like this. So if it comes like this, you have to be like also ready to can see how do you approach it. Now, the question reads as follows. A rectangular area is to be enclosed on three sides by a fence and an existing hedge, which forms the fourth side. The cost of fencing is 20 rands per meter, and the rectangular area must be 200 square meters. Find the dimensions such that the cost will be 1,160. Okay, fine. So here, we have to find the dimensions. The moment they speak about the dimensions, now they are leading us to think of a parameter, because parameter is the sum of all dimensions of a rectangular. So every time you have a question like this, you must know they're going to give you an area and a parameter and the dimensions of the parameter, or whichever one there, but then one has to be a variable. That's just the summary of this type of a question. So we know it's word problems, yes, but then somehow it has to be broken down. You're going to have the area of the rectangular as well as the parameter of the rectangular, if not the dimensions of the rectangular. So here, in this questions, our dimensions of the rectangular, we have x and x on that side, and then we have y. We're supposed to have the other y there, but then because of the hedge, they didn't fence that side, so they only fenced it like that. Normally, this is how it would be. So if we have a rectangular object with the width being x and the length being y, rectangular has equal opposite sides. This side is equal to that side, and this side is equal to that side. So this side is also y as well, and this side is also x as well. So we say the parameter of a rectangle, the parameter of the rectangle is just the sum of all the dimensions of the rectangle. So it's going to be x plus y plus x plus y, which is going to be 2x, because it's two sides of x. X plus x is 2x plus 2y. This is the parameter of the rectangle, generally in J. And then the area of the rectangle, area is equal to the width multiplied by the length. This is the given formula for area. So parameter, area. Meaning now we can answer our question. So now on our problem, here's the situation. Our parameter in this case is going to be x plus y plus x. Therefore, our parameter is going to be 2x plus y. P is equal to that. And for our area, we know that A is equal to xy, because area is equal to width multiplied by the length. But they did give us the area. The area was given to be 200 is equals to xy. So we already have one equation there. We have to get another equation on our parameter. Like I said, there's always the parameter given in some form of a way. In this case, they've stated that here, 20 rand per meter is the cost of fencing. So to do the fencing here, it costs 20 rand per meter, meaning 20 rand is the amount of 1 meter, but the entire parameter, it should be multiplied by 20 rand to get the total cost. So 20 rand multiplied by the parameter should cost us, they want to know, what is the parameter when we're going to pay, when it's going to cost us 1,160. But then we know that the parameter is actually, the parameter is actually 2x plus y is equals to 1,160. So 20 rand multiplied by the total dimensions should not cost us more than 1,160. So it should cost us this. So that's when we're going to build our second equation, because we already have our first equation there. So multiplying by 20 throughout, I will get 40 X plus 20 Y that's equals to 1160. I think I can still simplify further here by dividing by 20 throughout. Therefore, it will be 2x plus y is equals to 58. Therefore, there goes my equation 2. So I have two equations now. So as much as it was given as a word problem, I managed to work it out and extract some sort of two equations. So now I have to solve my two equations simultaneously. I have to solve for x and y. And then let's do the thing. So we're just going to repack the equations. We have xy is equals to 200 as our first equation. And then we have 2x plus y is equals to 58 as our second equation. I can write the equation as y is equals to 200 over x. So this is my first equation. I can also represent it like that because I just put it in the simpler form. Therefore, now I will substitute 1 in 2. I will substitute this there. So where there's y, I'll put this there. So we're going to have 2x. So we're going to have 2x plus 200 over x is equals to 58. Now, to get rid of the x, to get rid of the x of the denominator, I'll multiply by x throughout here. So I will have writing this in order, I'm just going to take this to the other side and then it's going to result in I feel like I can simplify this further by dividing by 2 throughout. So dividing by 2 throughout, I will have x squared minus 29x plus 100 is equals to 0. I think at this point we can factorize this to get the factors of this. Gonna be x and x to get 100. So the factors here is going to be 25 times 4 because 25 times 4 does give us 100 and 25 plus 4 does give us 29. Therefore, our value for x will be 4 or x will be 25. So x is 4 or x is 25. What about y? For equation 1, y is going to be 200 over 4, I put 4, or y is going to be 200 over 25. Therefore, y is going to be 200 divided by 4 gives us 200 divided by 4 gives us 50, and 200 divided by 20, 200 divided by 25 gives us 8. So meaning when x is 4, y is 50, and when x is 25, y is 8. So these are our values for x and y. So for today, this is where we'll end with simultaneous equations. Join us on our next video as we continue simplifying more stuff. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it look easy.